What reason brought the younger son to ask his dad to give him the share of property that falls to him? What expectation raised his mind to make such a startling request? What reason did he have? It is evident from the biblical text that there are at least three reasons for this request. The first one, he wanted to be autonomous. He did not think of himself responsible to anyone above him, especially to his dad, but free to make his own personal decisions and to choose his own lifestyle. Believing that he has no commitment or obligation beyond himself, he has felt that he has the right and the power of self-government without family control. Detaching himself from his family members, he placed high value on the freedom of his individual decision and became attached to his self-directed, self-contained, and unrestrained individual or ego. The second motive is he wants to inherit the share of property that falls to him. The younger son was impatient, as the father was kind. Since he cannot shorten his dad's life, he works to get possession of his property prematurely. He couldn't wait until the death of his dad. He wanted to reap his father's property without sowing. So being not content to possess his father's wealth in company with his dad, he wanted to take advantage of his privilege as a son and his right to inheritance. The third reason, believing that the pursuit of happiness and pleasure is the sole or chief good of his life, he wanted to give way to selfishness and hedonism. That he thought he will have a happier life outside the walls of his dad's house. The text mentioned that he squandered his property in loose living, that is, in drinking with the drunkards and having relationship with prostitutes. But these three motives led him to alienation. He felt that he is a stranger, a foreigner. No one helped him. No one gave him a job except to feed the swine. He became destitute, broken, and hateful to his situation. The share of property which he requested was lawful to him, but it was not beneficial. Bringing himself under the pleasure-seeking motive and hedonism, he reaped misery, desolation, destitution that manifested in devastating results. He was in want. No one gave him anything. He endured famine. He had to feed swine, and he would gladly have fed on the pods that the swine ate. These conditions reflect the consequences of the free choices he made. The rejection of his family life and of his parental lifestyle was the source of every distress, want, and emptiness. This young man was entrusted with a sinless and living land, but he planted evil in its soil and reaped the ears of hedonism. As a result, he lived in misery and he fell from the kingdom and wasted the riches he has received. He fled from a most generous provider, his dad, and endured a severe judge. The deserter from affliction and from fatherly love is assigned to swine, sentenced to them, and given over to their service. In the land of captivity, having rejected his dad, he came to himself and decided to confess his sins to his dad so he might regain the original life. He did, and he was received with a great feast, and he was dead, and he is alive again. Brethren, today modern hedonism is built upon personal freedom, upon pleasure as the aim of this life. Do modern hedonists find happiness in their freedom? No. Instead of gladness which they were promised, they seem to have found the wasteland. They have inherited individual freedom and assumed that it is the right thing. They seek satisfaction, but they are far from content with themselves. The dream of individual freedom and success, mixed with a vision of secular society, has led to a rise what we call civil religion. And the civil religion today is characterized by a lack of seriousness about spiritual life, but much seriousness about religious entertainment and financial success in the church. Religion becomes sometimes an instrument to this worldly activity and custodian of this system of logic and calculation. The civilization in which we live is dominated by the quest for happiness, prosperity, and success. But when left unchecked, this quest will lead to a self-destructive path. We spend far more of our time and money on recreation than we do in practicing our spiritual benefits and living our spiritual life. Our society has become preoccupied with material prosperity and obsessed with happiness, pleasure, and entertainment. Instead of resisting our cultural appeal to carnal appetites, many in the name of Christ have utterly succumbed to them. Those who live in this secular society, far from the living God, waste their whole life in a foreign land. They are destitute, living in the land of evil citizens. They squander the riches given to them by God. Certainly, whoever departs from the word of God hungers, because Christ said, "Man lives not by bread alone, but by every word of God." They seek the best food, but they remain hungry. Whoever departs from God is stupefied. Wretched they are, as they are fed with dumb beasts. Our call today is to invite every prodigal person in this secular society to come back to the bosom of this compassionate Father who redeemed the sins of the children by his kiss and covered them by his embrace in order not to expose the crimes or humiliate them. Come back, come back, ye who have squandered, like the prodigal son, the gifts given to your souls. Come back, for the power of love overlooks your transgression. The father so healed the son's wounds as not to leave a scar or blemish upon his prodigal son. He counts him worthy of the divine feast and gives him the precious garment. He gave him the best robe, that which Adam lost, the everlasting glory of love. He put a ring upon his finger, that is the ring of honor, the title of liberty, the outstanding pledge of the spirit, the seal of the faith, and the dowry of the heavenly marriage. The father neither takes him in like a hired servant, nor treats him like a stranger. Oh no, he kisses him as a son. He accepts him as a dead man came back to life again, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.